Grammar Girl here. Today we'll be looking at two constructions that are correct, but which one you choose depends on your audience. The expressions that concern us today are which and where. We'll be comparing sentences like these. This is the store at which I met my friend, and this is the store where I met my friend. As you can probably guess, which is more formal than where. In the two sentences about the store, the words which and where both function as relative pronouns. Relative pronouns, such as who and that, introduce dependent clauses. So in the sentence, the dog that I adopted needs its shots, the clause that I adopted is a dependent clause headed up by the relative pronoun that. The relative pronouns which and where specifically describe place. If you wanted to discuss where you adopted the puppy, you might say, the pound at which I found Spot was on State Street. That's a pretty formal sounding sentence, though. You might say that sentence in a courtroom or in another formal situation. Other than maintaining formality, there are two valid reasons you might want to use which instead of where. Many times you can add a preposition before the relative pronoun which to make your sentence quite precise. For example, the house at which I saw you has a slightly different meaning from the house in which I saw you. If you use where, you lose the subtle distinction, the house where I saw you. The other reason you might want to use which is to avoid using a preposition at the end of a sentence, which is considered informal. For example, the sentence, this is the desk in which the papers are stored, is probably more appropriate to say in a formal setting than its informal counterpart, this is the desk that the papers are stored in. Some sticklers might object to that informal sentence. However, if you're talking informally, it's fine to end a sentence with a preposition or to use where instead of in which, as here. This is the desk where the papers are stored. Think back to the puppy sentence we said at the beginning. You probably wouldn't say the pound at which to a friend in normal conversation. You'd most likely say the pound where I found Spot was on State Street. You might also find yourself saying, I found Spot at the State Street pound, bypassing the which or where conundrum altogether. Another time you'd probably favor where over which is when you're using an informal contraction in your sentence. Take the sentence quoted in Garner's Modern American Usage. Mr. Garner says, quote, in the following example, the contraction I've might not comfortably fit in the same sentence as in which, hence where is justifiable. I've deliberately chosen an example where this unspeakable cluster did not stand out, end quote. I'm not sure what cluster this person is talking about, but that's irrelevant for our current discussion. We're just pointing out that a formal which doesn't sound right alongside an informal contraction, I've. Every time you write something, you as the author have to decide which words or phrases are appropriate. So it's up to you to decide whether to use which or where in your particular sentence. If your audience expects formal grammar, use a which construction. If your audience is more relaxed, you can use where. If you do choose to use where, though, you need to be aware of one common error. When you use where, you need to ensure that you're talking about place, not time. For example, it would be incorrect to use a form of where in this sentence. He was born somewhere around 1970. The year 1970 is a time, not a place. So you would have to say sometime instead of somewhere. He was born sometime around 1970. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of The Grammar Devotional, 365 bite-sized writing tips, fun quizzes and puzzles, and efficient memory tricks. The Grammar Devotional. That's all. Thanks for listening.